Abbott slammed for showing white family fleeing multicultural city to rural area. By Chris Tomlinson on November 13, 2019. The local government of the municipality of Staffanstorp has been slammed by the Swedish establishment as acting in a Nazi-like way for advertising itself as a pleasant alternative to the insecurity of crime-ridden cities. The two-minute-long advertisement was created by the municipal government, which is run by the center-right moderate party, and shows a Caucasian Swedish family packing up and leaving a city after the mother and daughter are harassed by young people, SVT reports. The insecurity and exclusion have made many feel lost and lost in their city. The narrator states in his short film, and after the family moves to the more rural Staffanstorp, it continues, "In our municipality, we take care of each other, young and old. Employed as well as self-employed." Moa Berglof, a former speechwriter for former Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, a noted proponent of mass migration, linked the advert to recent criminality in the multicultural city of Malmö, where a 15-year-old was shot dead over the weekend. So while Malmö has grief, Staffanstorp municipality is right to post a commercial. "I don't even know. This is the most vile thing I've seen in a long time," Berglof said on Twitter. Moderate party politician Christian Senesson, chairman of the municipal board in Staffanstorp, reacted to criticism saying, "Malmö is not mentioned in the film, and if you have to shoot somewhere in a Scandinavian urban environment, then Malmö is close at hand. We do not point out Malmö, but want to point out a phenomenon where people feel insecure." Per Svensson, political editor of newspaper Dagens Nyheter, went even further, using the phrase "blond und boden," a reference to the Blutund Boden or blood and soil phrase that was infamously used in propaganda by the German Nazi regime. Newspaper Expressen also claimed that many social media users viewed the short film as xenophobic because the family depicted in it were Caucasian. Cities like Malmö and others have seen a rise in gang violence in the last several years, with this year seeing a huge increase in explosions and bombings across the entire country. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.